Thank you, Tara. Hey, Forrest, this is Gail. How are you today?
I'm well.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. And really good to meet you. It sounds like you and Tara were chatting about the first page listing we're filling out on Google today. And we've been calling through the area looking for that one company that was qualified that we could put on that listing. We'd had a couple of companies ask for it, but they weren't qualified. So when Tara told me that you were on the line and you were qualified, I got a little excited. So good to meet you.
Good to meet you as well.
Now, I know Tara went through kind of the basics on our program with you. What I'll do is I'll walk you through a little bit more in depth, how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough, Forrest?
That's fair.
Okay, awesome. I appreciate it. Before I get going, though, do you have any questions so far, aside from the obvious pricing?
No, that's the only for real.
Okay, no problem. Now, I was looking to see how you showed up as far as online presence, and Tara had noted that you don't have a website yet.
No.
Okay. Let me put in a message to my tech team and see if that's something we might be able to help you with. We don't build websites for the general public, but quite often we can build them for our partners. So I'll check over there.
It's in the process right now.
Oh, you do have one? Okay, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't have it up, but it's in the process. I got a couple of...
are you putting it...
My son's friend is goes to school for web design. So.
Oh, okay, awesome, nice. You wouldn't happen to know when he'll be done? I mean, it's not a deal breaker that it's not up, so don't worry about that.
No, I don't know if he's, to tell you the truth. No, I don't.
Okay, no problem. And then I couldn't find a Google Business profile for you. Is that something that you've filed for yet?
No. Everything, like I said, everything's in the works.
Okay, you bet. Well, and no problem on the Google Business profile either. That's actually something we'll go ahead and get going for you then. I'm sure you're familiar with a Google Business profile, right? It's the box that comes up with the company name, the click to call button, click for the website. You've seen those, right, Forrest?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So that's what we'll want to have displayed for Mr. Clean. So one of the first things that we'll do is we'll actually close the Jackson area for the category of power washing, pressure washing. Excuse me. And we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that means for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors into that map section on the first page. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. And then we do all of the programming and linking and optimizing necessary so that when we send that data over to Google, you display on the first page in the map section. And then anytime someone is searching for your services, you pop up in the map and they just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go straight to you. And of course, we're not selling them or giving them away to anyone else. And then you do business in the manner you do business from there on out. There are no requirements or exclusions as far as what you can take and what you can't. Nothing like that. So all those calls just go to you and they're unlimited and we don't charge for them. Now, Forrest, when I was poking around online, I found, I think it was an Angie's, it might have been Home Advisor listing, and I can't find it again. I saw it. Is that a service you're using, or I thought I saw a Thumbtack too, maybe?
Probably Angie's Leads.
Okay, Angie's. And how long have you been with them?
I just tried them out a couple, maybe about 2 weeks ago.
Really new?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. How's it going so far?
Oh, it's fine. I get more on my own, but it's fine though.
Okay, good, good. Well, and if you're doing all right on Angie's, you're going to do great on the first page of Google. Of course, you'll be right there in that map section anytime people are looking for your services. And then calling you directly, not paying for leads. Now, how much more business would you say you could take in right now, Forrest?
I can take anything for real. It's just the season is kind of slowing down. If anything, it'll be more commercial than residential.
Gotcha. Okay. So maybe coming up here, we should key in more on the commercial and not as much on the residential. And then come springtime, come back around and push the residential again. Does that sound like something that would be a little bit better for you to kind of even out the valleys through the winter?
That's usually what I do anyway. Well, in the wintertime, I'm usually doing floors anyway.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm never just about anything.
Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. And glad that you can take on more work because this is definitely going to get your phones ringing for you. Now, are you doing any other types of advertising right now?
Just lawn signs when I do my work.
Oh, nice. Have you had a lot of luck with those?
Yeah, everything has been fine. To tell you the truth,
nice.
I've got two contractors that have been under for a while, so they have a lot of work, and I know how to go and get my own stuff, and my brother's in the business, so I get a lot of work.
Awesome, awesome, but glad you can take on some more to increase your income, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, Forrest, being that you are a great fit for this listing, let me go ahead and get my pricing screen up. And now, Karen had noted that your company name, Mr. Clean, is about a year old.
Less than that, but yeah.
Okay. No problem. That's actually going to let me apply a nice credit for you to get you off of retail. So let me get retail pulled up here. And then, so our pricing is based on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. We don't even add taxes onto it. So, and of course, no click fees or lead fees or call fees. And the calls all go straight to you. And it's on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really don't believe in it, is the best way to put it. We feel that if we're doing our job, which is why we're here, then we have no need to lock you into a contract. I hope that's something that is okay for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, so let me see what we've got for Tennessee here. Okay, so it's coming up. Retail is $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But let me apply your credits. Oh, that doesn't look right. Let me double check that. Okay, it is right. It took off more than I expected it to. Happy surprise, I guess. They must really want this listing sold today. So that your credits bring your monthly price down to $199. So it took $200 off there. And then your setup fee is just $99, so it took another $200 off there as well. So the $99 is a one-time setup fee, and you'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis, no contracts, all those calls going straight to you. And if you'd like, I had actually already pinged my tech department If you'd like, we can build a website for you. If your son's friend finishes and you want to use that one, that's no problem either. But I thought I'd give you the option. We don't charge for it when we do a website for our partners. We build, host, and maintain, and no charge. And we'll write it so that it's Google compliant and optimized, and that's going to help your visibility online as well. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That will sound like it snuck up on you.
Yeah.
So, Forrest, certainly you can see how this would help bring in more leads and then, of course, more money and more work for your business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm guessing that you would like being able to capture those leads right in the moment when they're looking for your services.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And being that you can take on more business, you're established, you are a 5 out of 5 star rated company, this definitely makes sense for
us. And those are real reviews.
I'm sorry.
I said, and those are real reviews for work that I've
they are.
Done. For, yes.
They are. Oh, nice, nice. You've got fantastic reviews. And you're going to do great on Google, truly. With the reviews you've got so far, we can also install a tool on your website to help you gather Google reviews. And, of course, that's going to help you out, too. Something we know is that when someone does a search for a service or a business, 90% of them are choosing one of those companies that's sitting in the map section. And, of course, that's where we're going to place you for your services. So you'll catch them right when they're hot. Quite often, I would have to say, as they're staring at whatever problem they have, like a greasy driveway or a greasy floor, whatever it is, you'll be able to catch them right in that moment.
Yes, ma'am.
So this sounds like something that would help you out as well.
Definitely. I'm trying to. I also do. I don't know how I would put it on there though. Floor maintenance, as far as ripping and waxing tile floors and stuff like that. I did my Mr. Clean under pressure washing because, and now I'm, you know, rethinking it, but, you know, Mr. Clean does have different connotations, you know, not
right.
The washing, but I don't know how I would work it in, you know, because, you know, those are two diametrically opposed things. I don't know if they're opposed, but, you know, but I guess it's not a big deal. I'll figure it out, but.
Well, we can actually use that as your keywords. So, for example, pressure washing and power washing. I would pull out things like driveway cleaning, patio cleaning or washing, decks. Right. And it's no big deal whether it matches or not with what else you do. We can say floor maintenance and we can even say floor stripping and waxing. That way
ground.
You pop up.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. I do tile and grout. I do for restaurants, you know, maybe if they're having an inspection coming in and they need their bathrooms totally done. You know, it's kind of like a soft pressure wash as well. You know, you get the smell and get everything. I don't know how I kind of word that in there, but that's what you guys are for. But, yeah.
Exactly. And we'll use all of that. I just took all of that down so that we can use that as your keywords. And it's okay that it doesn't match. for example, gosh, I set up an electrician a couple of weeks ago, and it just so happened that he does some plumbing too. And he says, well, they don't go together. And it's okay. As long as people find you in the search for those things, then it's all good. So no worries. No worries.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and get you set up, Forrest, and I will close this listing down and make it yours. So let me see here. Pop over another screen quick.
How much is it again?
It's $199 a month. And you are, I should have mentioned, you're locked in for life, even at that discounted price. So it's not like a promotional rate that's going to go up later on. You're locked in right there, no changes ever. And then the one-time $99 for setup. So today will be $298 first month, and then you set up, and then nothing due until November. And it'll be on the 25th. So the 25th. And then that'll just be that flat $199. And Forrest, is your name spelled with two R's or one R?
Two R's.
Okay, perfect. That's what I thought, but I wanted to double check. And what is your last name, please?
Johnson.
J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Yes. You said $298 today, and what?
$298 today, so that's your first month at $199, and then the one-time $99 setup, and then nothing due again until next month on the 25th. Mm-hmm. And then that would just be the flat $199 from there on out. And then, of course, our job is not only getting you on the first page, but it's keeping you there. So as algorithms change,
Absolutely. We
make those changes to your programming so that you do stay on the first page and keep getting those phone calls.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try you out for 30, 60 days and see what happens.
I appreciate that. And
you know,
all right,
people be giving me a chance, and people be giving me a chance, and you know, so yeah, I need to take. I'm gonna give you guys a chance, and hell, I'm gonna take a chance.
I think you're gonna absolutely love it, and I can't wait to see you on the first page. You seem like good people and smart businessman. That's where you ought to be, is on the first page.
I'm a good person. I don't know about a smart businessman. I'm a good person though.
I can tell. All right, and Forrest, I don't need the digits yet, but on the card that you're going to use for payment today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
No, just first and last. I don't have a middle name. It's Junior, though. I'm a Junior, but I don't have one.
Oh, you're our Junior. Okay, is that on your card? The JR for Junior.
Yes.
Okay. They're sticklers. They want everything to match for some reason.
Well, yeah. When I was looking at my duns, and, you know, that's the only reason why I hadn't done my business credit and all that stuff yet, because I'm trying to make everything line up and be, you know, the same once everybody looks at it. So when I do make the changes, I'll let you know as well, so everything can be uniform.
Perfect. All right. And then what is your email address, please, Forrest?
jmrkleen21@gmail.com.
So, jmrkleen21@gmail.com.
Yes, Mr. Clean.
Perfect. I'm going to send you a couple of emails here The first one is information on our dashboard and analytics, which I didn't cover. You'll have an area in our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all of that information to help you know where your marketing dollars are going. You can also upload photos for us if you need to, things like that. And then the second one, and make sure I've got it right with your discounts. Okay. Double-checked it. There we go. So the second one is on the way. That one, the exact price and package that you're getting, I wanted you to have that in writing for your files. And then I'm doing a couple little check-offs on my end and grabbing a couple of links here. Did those emails make it to you, Forrest?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Okay. And then let's go ahead and list out your services. So we're going to say power washing. I'm going to say pressure washing too. Should we say soft wash?
Soft wash, definitely soft wash. I do more soft washing than anything. Once I figured it out, I was like, damn, this is what I'm doing, soft wash.
What is the difference? What is the difference between the two? Excuse my ignorance. I don't know.
Pressure washing. Pressure washing is just what it says. I'm using pressure to remove dirt and debris.
Okay.
Soft washing is where I use a chemical, and the chemical usually does the trick, and then you can basically spray it off with a water hose. I soft wash homes because, you know, just property damage and everything is. So I just use light pressure, and I only use pressure when I do driveways, so when I surface clean or do brick.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. I've worked with other pressure washers and soft washers, and honestly, I never felt like I could ask them what's the difference. So thank you. I appreciate that. I had no idea. That's cool.
Yes, ma'am.
Very cool.
Soft washing, you just apply the bleach and you'll wash it, eat it off, and then you can spray it off with a garden hose pretty much.
Oh. Wow. You know, I honestly think your job sounds like fun. I mean, to me, it would be awesome to...
Oh. It really is.
I love doing...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I love stripping and waxing, but it's a lot more work involved, so I was looking for something to do that was pretty much the same thing, taking something old or something that doesn't look as well and restoring it back to its original. And what better way to do that than do somebody's home, you know, because it's their biggest investment. And when they see the results, it is, you know, I get satisfaction out of watching them, you know, see their home.
Yeah, I bet. It truly does sound like a lot of fun. I don't know. I mean, the only experience I have that would be close would be, you know, washing some, you know, when I'm weeding next to our concrete pad and I get some dirt on it and take the garden hose to it. But I always find that fun. I find it fun for some reason. So to be able to play with those toys sounds like a good time. Oh, goodness.
I don't know if that needs to go in there or whatever. You know, it's not crucial. I just purchased a hot water pressure washer this morning.
Oh, yes.
So I will be able to take on, you know, more commercials. Like, I live in Jackson. It's called the Hub City, and it's called the Hub City because it's trucking all through here, and these trucks need to be sprayed out because they have to be in DOT inspection ready, and, you know, they get tar on them and everything like
that.
Step through everything that my other one wants. But I just made that purchase today, so it's funny that you called. Because wow. I am going to be taking on more work.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. Well, and as you mentioned that, I just added in hot water pressure washing. So let me see if I've got everything I jotted here. Oh, floor stripping, and like, I'm going to do tile and grout washing. And I'm going to say restaurant floor. Do we want to say washing, or would that fall under stripping and finishing? Stripping and waxing, excuse me.
Yeah, finishing would be fine. That sounds good.
Alright, and let me see here. Waxing. I'm gonna say it several different ways here so that we've got it. There we are. Okay. So let me read off what all I've got and you tell me if any of them are wrong or if I missed anything. So far I've got, and you're going to hear the word washing a lot. It's going to get old. Power washing, pressure washing, soft washing, siding washing, deck washing, patio washing, hot water pressure washing, commercial pressure washing, commercial power washing, commercial soft washing, tile and grout washing, restaurant floor finishing, floor stripping, floor waxing, floor finishing.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Awesome. And if you do think of any more, or if you add services or equipment later on down the road, all you have to do is let us know. We'll work that into your keywords and into your programming.
Gutter cleaning is...
Because I bought
one of those, too. I bought a gutter cleaner, and I bought a walk behind leaf blower today too, but you know, gutter cleaning definitely.
Got it. That's awesome. So I'm going to say fall cleanup and spring cleanup. I know you probably don't do yards and such, but
yes, I do a little bit of everything.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, I'm going in there then for us.
I'm recession proof.
Perfect. Hey, that's the way to be. There are a lot of people that are not recession-proof, and they are struggling.
Right. I hear you. Yeah, and it's enough work out here for me to do by myself with me just looking around my community and a little bit beyond, because everybody needs something done, but they don't know.
Yeah.
One, they don't know they need it done, or two, they don't know anybody.
And right.
So
or they don't know
visibility.
Yeah. Well, or they don't know how to get it done. You know, I mean,
right.
Some of these, you know, kids, especially the you know, early 20s that are, or early to mid 20s, yeah. I guess, that are buying homes, they're kind of out of touch with a lot of that. So, you know, they could be looking at a big old grease stain on their driveway from, you know, their car sitting for 2 years while COVID was going on and not even know where to begin. So, yeah, we'll help them find you. Oh, I know. I just thought of another one, too, maybe. Do you do roof cleaning? I don't know if that's a thing.
Oh, yes.
Okay, awesome. Putting it in there.
Yeah, roof washing.
Awesome. Okay. And then, oh, I better say brick and brick washing, stone washing. I can't think of any more. I think we got a good bunch from there. All right.
You guys have an app.
I'm sorry?
You guys got an app that I can look download?
Yeah, we do. In fact, I will send you that link in just a minute. I'm glad you asked about it. So, I'll explain that when I get to that one.
Okay.
Let me see. What did I? Oh, I know. I was going to ask you, we need to set up your onboarding call. And so the onboarding call is a call with your technician. I'll call you, and then I'll transfer you over to your technician. So they'll do quality control, make sure that I took all of your information accurately. Just one more check, make sure it's all good. And if you want us to build a website for you, you guys will go over that, what goes in it, you know, what you don't want on it, things like that, how to upload photos for us, how to get into the dashboard, all of those things. So we block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, and you don't have to be in front of a computer. So see what we've got. Today is pretty slammed. It looks like only opening I've got today. Oh, where did it go? Are you in the Eastern time zone portion of Tennessee, or are you in the Western Central time?
Central time.
Central time, okay. Wanted to make sure I was giving you the right times. So that one is 5 o'clock. It looks like it's the only, well, or noon. That's kind of coming up fast, but we could still do it. So we could do noon or 5 today. Or tomorrow.
Probably 5 would be best for me.
All right, you got it. And that's today. Perfect. I like to get you in as soon as we can. I don't like to take your money and then us not get to work, and this phone call is what kicks off our work. So once we've done that, then we get to roll up our sleeves and dive in.
Okay, I'm checking you out on Facebook.
Good. Awesome. And I will go find you on Facebook, too, through my account. Give you a like over there.
All right.
Now, how active are you on Facebook?
I'm not really active. I got a lot of stuff going on.
I was wondering, you might be interested in advertising over on Facebook. It's something that we write, run, and manage the ads for you. And we can really target in to catch your preferred client. So, in other words, your ads would show in front of your preferred clients and not so much in front of the ones who aren't going to buy from you.
Right.
And Facebook has become just amazing for small businesses to grow. They made a lot of changes coming out of the pandemic. So if that's something, we can add that now too, if you'd like. It's, so it would be an additional $100 a month if you wanted to add the Facebook advertising, and you'd never go over that $100. We manage that so you don't go over. And literally it's a dollar for dollar. We purchase $100 in Facebook ads for you every single month, and then write them and run them, of course. So all you need to do is collect the incoming as they come through. Is that something you'd like to add on today?
Now, let me hold off. Let's see how this goes. But yes, that's definitely something that I would do.
Okay. No problem.
Turns out to, if I can see anything significant, then, you know, you got my $200 every month and maybe more. So let's do it.
That sounds good. And definitely, yes, anytime you want to add on or do any growth,
sure,
let me know. We've got lots of options, and I will always search for the best price for you.
Okay. All right, I got confidence in you, too. We're going to make it
Thank
happen.
You. I appreciate that for us. I really do. All right, I've got another email on the way to you, or it's probably already there, The subject line is Local Splash CIE, and it's a calendar invite. And if you could open that up and hit the yes option, that would be great. Hopefully it got there and didn't go to your junk.
No, it's just there.
Awesome.
You caught me at the right time. I was about to, spend about $500 on a rifle, a deer rifle this morning.
Oh, wow.
No, this is better. This is better. I can buy 5 deer rifles if this goes.
There you go.
I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know what? I was about to buy something that I really didn't need, but uh-huh. I would have got enjoyment out of. I've been looking up bows because I've been getting into the bows and all kind of stuff, so I'd rather spend it this way.
Fine. So now, what make and model have you got your eye set on? Or was it just the one that happened to be in front of you?
Yes, something that I could afford. Something that had good reviews. Yeah, something that had good reviews because it seemed like there was some good knowledgeable people out there, and so I was just going to take a chance. So I'm taking a chance with the same money. And so, yeah, I've been smiling since. I'm like, you know what? I was about to buy something. Just go ahead and spend it on this. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad. And it's funny. My timing, I guess, has been good all day. Today is my dad's birthday. And I wanted to call him before work, and I was trying to time it so that they'd be up and about and so I wouldn't wake him up, but also have enough time to have at least a nice chat for a little bit.
Right.
And they says, you caught us just in time. We were just headed out the door to do our shopping. So, okay, Forrest, what is your Facebook page called?
I don't even have a Facebook
page. Okay, so it's just, you've got a personal page.
Yes, I don't even have one.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Here, I was looking for Mr. Clean, and it wasn't coming up. Well,
oh,
I came up
I'm
with...
sorry. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I need to go ahead and get that up.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, and then Forrest, I've got your phone number as 706-518-6714. I assume that must also be your cell.
Yes, I do have a different line as well. The local line, but I use the 706, mainly because, it doesn't fail me. Sometimes I don't know if this other line, if I got it because it looked local, you know?
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. No problem.
So I can give you access to that one as well, but you know, I know I don't miss calls on the 706 number.
Well, then we'll just keep this one in there. And then are you using that for your business number as well?
Unfortunately, yes, because, again, because it's the reliable one, you know.
Sure.
It's supposed to be a business line through, a second line through, T-Mobile, but I'm suspect about this app for real.
Is it giving you fits?
Maybe I need to clean it out. How about that?
maybe.
we can make it whatever happen. We can make it happen.
All right. And then company name, I've got capital M, lowercase r, dot, and then a space, capital K-L-E-E-N. Have I got
yes,
that
ma'am.
Right? Perfect.
Yes,
is there, do you have an Inc. or an LLC behind that at all yet?
No, ma'am. Not yet.
No worries at all. All right. Now, I'm going to throw some text messages your way. So the first one is my direct contact information.
Okay.
I've got to answer somebody over here real quick. They're trying to flag me down. Where did the... There we go.
I got it.
Perfect.
I would love for you to have my $200, $300 every month.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I look forward to, I look forward to seeing you on First Page. I get a kick out of it. I just absolutely do.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Got them answered. So my contact information. I am and will remain the lead on your account. So if you ever have a problem that's not getting resolved, let me know. If I can't fix it myself, I will get to who can. I don't anticipate any problems, but just so you know, I am always here and I'm always happy to take your calls.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and save you my contact.
Perfect. Perfect. And then I'm also going to send you customer service contact. That's actually where you'll reach your technicians. So that one's on the way. And then, let's see. I've got to check a couple more things. What's that?
No. It says it on here, the technicians. Okay. So
oh, good.
Label everything.
You bet. I know, it makes it easier when it's all, you know, right there and easy to find.
Yes.
And I'm checking a couple little things off my list that I needed to grab. Okay. And then did you want us to go ahead and build a website for you for us, or do you want to leave it with your son's friend? It's entirely up to you. We can work with you anymore. We don't charge for it. It's free. So we'll serious. Yep. So we'll build it. We write all of the content. We'll put your photos on there. We host it for you and we do the maintenance all at no charge.
Wow. If I get pictures throughout, can I send them to you or I can add them or whatever, however that works.
Either or. So if you don't have time or don't want to mess with it, you can always just send them to us and we'll put them on your site, but you'll have access through the back end too, where you can go in if you want to make changes on your site and you're more than welcome to.
Yes. Okay, yeah, do that.
All right. Let's do that. I'm glad. I'm sure your son's friend would probably design a beautiful website. My only concern was the Google compliance and the optimization. We don't have to have it to do our job, but it makes it a lot better for you. So, yeah, that's perfect. All right.
Okay, yeah. I'm seriously going to budget you guys in for at least $200 a month. I mean, I really would like this to be a relationship like that where I can, like, it's a freaking monthly bill, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's what we look for. We do look for those long-term relationships. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. Almost daily I'll hear something from one of our team members that just went above and beyond to help our clients. And it's just kind of part of our culture. I mean, even our CEO bends over backwards and he'll reach out to clients personally if we have problems. And I mean, we just, I don't know, we're all problem solvers and helpers, I guess.
Right.
Which is nice to be a part of. Awesome. All right. I got sending another text to you. This one is a link to information about how that call tracking works. And then I'm going to put you for it. Oh, so the app. I think you might actually love this app. So it's called our Splash app. And so you would download it to your existing cell phone. Your existing phone will work just as it does. It'll just happen to have a Splash app on it. And the app itself has its own unique phone number, which is local to you, and there's no charge for it. So through the app, you can send and receive calls through that number. So you keep your business and your personal separate. And then you can send texts, of course. And each of your, as you add employees down the road, each of your employees can have their own line, so their own number on your system. So that would keep your customers from having whatever Joe Dirt's personal cell phone and then him poaching your client later on, you know, whatever. Right. If you fire Joe Dirt, all you have to do is call us, let us know that he's gone. We'll cut his line off immediately. So it would cut off any contact that he would have had with your clients. It'll basically render the app useless for him. Let's see what I'm trying to think of what else that app does. All of the calls are recorded and logged. So let's say you're in the middle of a job, you've got your hands full, you know, maybe you got a mess on your hands, but you don't want to miss this incoming prospect. The call is recorded, so you could actually go through the whole call with them, get their address, what they want, times, all of that. And then after you are freed up again, you can listen to the call and pick out the things you need to go do the job. And you didn't have to stop what you were doing to do it. Kind of a cool little feature on there. You can go back and grab those. You can set up do not disturb times on it. You'll get lifetime updates on the app. Zero battery drain. We do in that one. There's no charge for it.
Yes.
All right. You got it. I'm glad.
Yes.
And then, so I'm going to send you another text. This one, I'll send it and then I'll explain it. This one, at some point in the next day or two, if you could go through it, it's an application for the app. We're technically still in beta phase with it, although we launched it, I think it's about 5 months ago now. So it's coming to the end of beta, but because it's still beta, it's with another department. It's not with our customer service department yet. So if you could fill that application out, that just gives the IT department all of the info they need on you to get you set up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's kind of a long way to get there.
No, you can.
Yeah, I think you're going to love that app. You can also, in that app, of course, retrieve phone numbers if you miss a call, things like that. Just handy to have.
Right.
And then, Forrest, did you want for us to contact you? Do you prefer phone, text, or email?
We'll do the text. We'll do the text.
All right. And then, what do you want to show as your hours of operation?
We'll go from, I mean, shoot. If the price is right, it's any time, too.
Well, you know, what a lot of our clients will do is they'll list, like, normal phone business hours, but then that gives you the option, I guess, to not answer after, you know, whatever, 5 o'clock. So you can have that downtime if you need to. But if somebody calls you...
But I will take emergency calls.
Okay, perfect. I'll say 24/7 emergency. And then what should we list for just normal hours?
9 to 5 will be fine.
9 to 5. And should we say Monday through Friday?
Yes, ma'am. Well, yeah. Monday through Friday. Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
I work all the time, you know. Football doesn't have the same meaning as it did. Usually you wouldn't see
right.
me on Saturday on Sunday.
You know, we've kind of gotten to be the same way, too. We used to watch a lot of football. And it's just not the same anymore. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. And then, again, no additional charge for this, but do you want payment integration on your website? So the ability to send people to your website to pay you, a couple of them I can think of, there's PayPal, the Cash App, it just disappeared.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Zelle, that was the other one I was trying to think of.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. And, oh, I should chat. I forgot to check your address. Get back over to that page. Oh, that's a good one to remember. Are you at 147 Pine Street, Jackson, Tennessee, 38301?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. And then what I'm going to do on your Google Business profile is I'm going to tell them not to publish your street number and name. So you'll still show in Jackson, Tennessee, of course, and your PIN will be in the neighborhood of your home, but we don't want people to, we don't need to publish your physical street address online. So we'll leave that off.
Okay. And when I change that, when I get me a virtual address and anything that I change, you know, business wise, I will definitely let you guys know. So everything will be uniform.
Perfect. Perfect. Let's see here. I'm just skimming through, making sure I got everything so far. Okay, that all looks good. So, Forrest, I want to set up your security question and answer, challenge and answer, I should say. So we set this up because there are a lot of fake companies out there that aren't Google partners. They're some dude sitting in their mom's basement that doesn't know what they're doing. Just all kinds of things out there. So we set up the challenge and answer so that you could, if you get a call from us or somebody saying they're from Local Splash, you would ask them the security question. And then if they can't answer it, then you know it's not us. Most often you're probably just going to click on the other end of the line. And if it is us, we're not going to be offended because it's for your own security. Something else for you to note, we list you out to all of the directories as well. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing,
yes,
Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different destinations. Yelp is notorious. Some of the others probably will too. But they'll call and tell you that you need a subscription in order for your website to do whatever. I don't know what they say exactly. But it's kind of vague. So what I want you to know is you're obviously free to accept or decline whatever their offer is as you see fit. But either way, it'll have no bearing on the work that we're doing. So we'll be doing free listings for you on all of those sites, and that's all that's needed. Any more is just extra. So I've had clients, I had one a couple of weeks ago, call me, and they said, Gail, you people keep calling me asking me for more money. And Tony, that's not us. And what did you get into? And then he told me what had happened with Yelp and a couple of other ones. And so you know too, Forrest, we don't come back asking you for more money. It's not us if you get a call like that. So know all of that. If there's ever a question, whether it's us or not, definitely feel free to ask the challenge question. So your option for challenge questions, mother's maiden name, or the city you were born in, or your first pet name. Which one would you like?
City where I was born.
City born. And what city is that?
P-O-U-G-H-K-E-E-T-S-I-E.
Poughkeepsie, New York. All right. And you know, funny thing is, you could have actually even just said Poughkeepsie, and believe it or not, I'd have known. So we're based out of Southern California, but I work from home. I work remotely. I live in Colorado. And one of my favorite places to go out here, in the high country on the back trails, is Poughkeepsie Gulch. One of my absolute favorites. In fact, my husband and I were married up there. So that's just neat. Yeah.
Okay.
And Forrest, I just looked at our time. Our phone system is kind of funny. It doesn't think anybody could possibly be on the phone for more than an hour. So it'll kick us off. We're about 4 minutes away from that. So rather than have the automated voice kick us off, if you don't mind, we'll go ahead and disconnect, and I will dial you right back, and we'll finish up. Sound good?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, I will talk to you in just a minute. Thanks, Forrest.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.